Now a few minutes on a college consulting company raising eyebrows and questions, like how much would you pay a counselor to help your child get into a top college? What if that fee came with a guarantee or your money back? Would you pay $25,000? How about $700,000? That's what one Hong Kong family wired to Stephen Ma's San Francisco-based chain. It's called Think Tank Learning. Ultimately, their child got into Syracuse, ranked 62. Ma kept about $400,000, so they paid $300,000. His company now serves about 10,000 students and boasts an 85% success rate getting them into top 40 ranked colleges, and nothing about it is illegal. Reporter Peter Waldman lays it all out in his Bloomberg Businessweek cover story, How to Get into an Ivy League College Guaranteed. He joins us from the studios of KQED in San Francisco. Peter, welcome.
Thank you.
How does this work? Lay it out for us.
Well, Stephen Ma is a math whiz. He was at a hedge fund for a while before he went into the tutoring business in the Silicon Valley, and he started this company called Think Tank Learning. They help kids design a year's worth of activities, whether they are the Tango Club or clubs that help sensitize the public to hepatitis B or whatever it is. They will help this kid get an internship. They'll help the kid get research assignments with professors.
Well, and let's be clear, there are other consulting companies that do this. They tell kids to join clubs, to go do gooder things. It's a little bit disturbing because you'd like to think that kids will do things because they're driven to do it. But this is a way of life now. You know, parents pay consultants to coach kids. What's different about Steve Ma?
Well, what Stephen Ma has done is he's figured out the odds of admission if you do certain things, if you get a certain grade point average, if you have a certain standardized test score to all the various schools from the Ivy Leagues to some of the big state schools out here in California. And based on those odds of admission, he sets a fee. It can be as high, as you mentioned, to several hundred thousand dollars in special situations, or typical fee of anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000. You pay that to Ma. His people will advise your kids, set this path out, do the tutoring, do the SAT boot camp, do everything necessary. At the end of the process, your kid will either get in to the designated schools that they've targeted for admission or not. If they get in, Ma keeps the money. If they don't, he gives it back.
Well, let's make sure we're not confusing this with other stories. We read one a couple years ago. A family, and also in Hong Kong, paid $2 million to the consultant group Ivy Admit, and they claimed in their lawsuit that they promised that the company would do what you mentioned, tutor the kids, get them through prep schools, but also that the company would pay off the school, the college, and therefore get their child in. This isn't that. This is Steve Ma saying, almost betting, you know, because of his algorithm, that if the kid has a certain grade point average and does other things that Steve tells him to, he will get into the school.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, Ma has gone down the road with families trying to make contributions to schools for admission. We all know these colleges are always looking for funders. But Ma has found that that's a non-starter with the schools. They're not particularly the high-end, the elite schools, the Ivy Leagues, the Stanfords and MITs. They will not risk their credibility by accepting kids based on large contributions from their families. So Ma doesn't do that. He eschews that, and he does exactly what you said, which is he sets out a plan of action. He helps the kid execute. They'll do everything from disentangle your kid from the internet, from video games, if that's what's necessary, to get them on the path to college. And then at the end of the day, he'll give you back your money if they don't make it.
What do colleges say about his claim that his algorithm does work?
Admissions officers tend to be very skeptical of anyone who promises admission or your money back. They say, and I think somewhat borne out by the facts, that it is a highly subjective process, that kids are reviewed for all kinds of attributes, whether it's passion and perseverance or empathy or commitment to wanting to go to a certain college. There are all kinds of intangibles that are measured, evaluated, and discussed in these review sessions that admissions councils make before they make a decision. So they say that anyone like Ma, who believes they can reduce it to an algorithm, you know, is blowing smoke. I have some sympathy for Ma's point of view on this, and that is there are lots of guidance counselors at schools or outside people who are hired who essentially do what Ma does, because they all know that there are certain patterns They may not be quantifiable in an algorithm, but there are definite patterns for the kinds of kids who get in and what they've done and the scores they've achieved. So I think that some of the skepticism that admissions officers and other consultants express in the article that I wrote is a little disingenuous. I think Ma is basically right. If you put a kid on a certain path and he gets the right GPA and hits the score and she achieves an SAT of 2,000 or above, that kid's going to get in. So I don't think Ma has that wrong.
If you've just joined us, we've been talking to Bloomberg Businessweek reporter Peter Waldman about his cover story on businessman Stephen Ma, whose think tank learning centers in California provide a money-back guarantee on getting kids into top colleges, provided they follow his program exactly as he lays it out using an algorithm. For instance, he predicts that a U.S.-born high school senior with a 3.8 GPA, an SAT score of 2,000 out of 2,400, and 800 hours of extracurricular activities and community service has a 20.4% chance of admission to NYU. But his fee to get those scores and get kids in are in the thousands. So, Peter, you say Ma might be right that colleges are this predictable. They deny it. But isn't there something horribly wrong with paying this much for his services and then paying astronomical amounts for the child to actually go to the college?
So, you're right. There is an issue of money here that is quite significant, and it specifically pertains to the folks in China who pay a whole lot of money in what Ma calls his custom contracts. And that is these deals he sets up with an individual, let's say the CEO in my article that you mentioned earlier, who will give him a huge amount of money up front. In that case, it was $700,000, which Ma would get to retain if the kid got into a very top school and then graduated amounts below that, depending on where the kid ends up in school. Those are extreme cases, though fascinating and quite profitable. They're not the typical case. The typical case at Think Tank Learning is a student paying around $40,000 to begin a program in
$40,000. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, $40,000 is pennies on the typical private school tuition. Typical private school tuition at this point is upwards of $30,000 a year. So that's 4 times 30 is $120,000 over 4 years. For largely the same purpose in the parent's mind is to get the kid to a good college. Maz is saying, his value proposition is, you give me $40,000 when you're a freshman at a public high school, forgo the whole private route, and fork over this dough to me, I will make sure the kid is on the same path with the same enrichment opportunities, the same coaching, the same advice, and so forth as these private schools provide for, you know, one third of the money. So that's his value proposition. I'm not here to judge whether it's right or wrong. As all I'm saying is it's not necessarily out of the realm of economic viability for all these people spending that kind of money on private schools.
Right. That $40,000 gets the think tank's guaranteed total solution package. And so for one young man, a counselor mapped out a 3-year plan of language instruction, advanced placement classes, SAT boot camp, hundreds of hours of extracurricular activities, the golf team, best buddies that pairs kids with special ed students. That culminated in his college applications. It just, though, seems to really highlight that we no longer have an even playing field. It used to be that kids went to school, you had a guidance counselor who helped you. And, I mean, I'm being naive. I know that there's always been a slightly uneven playing field, but it seems more even than this.
Well, that's a good point. I also think underlying the question that in previous questions you've asked is the issue of authenticity. Is the kid pursuing his or her own interests and passions and predilections over the course of a high school experience? And is the college seeing the kid's own interests and achievements? Or is this coach sort of manufacturing this kid almost like a knockoff you might buy of a polo shirt or something like that? Are these sort of knockoff Ivy Leaguers that Stephen Ma and his group have produced in a somewhat manufactured way that are inauthentic? I know the college admissions people are highly attuned to that question. As to the issue of privilege, I'm not sure that Stephen Ma or this trend is responsible for what is clearly an imbalanced situation in our high school and college admissions process. We have seen over the course of many years kids taking special tutoring for standardized tests and getting other kinds of assistance if they have the money that gives them an advantage in this whole frenzy of college applications. And Stephen Ma is sort of coming along saying, let's call a spade, you pay me up front at the beginning of the high school experience and I will produce the kind of kid these colleges are clearly looking for. And maybe he's just a little more honest about what the system is really like.
Yeah. That's Peter Waldman, author of Bloomberg Businessweek's cover story, How to Get into an Ivy League College Guaranteed. By the way, Peter, you went to one of those storefronts. What's it like?
Well, the kids seem happy there, actually. It doesn't seem like the overstressed environment where, you know, kids are being tiger-mommed and tiger-dad to do all these extracurricular activities. They attend their classes. They listen incredibly attentively to these college consultants mapping this out for them. And let me give those consultants a little plug here. I was actually really impressed by the degree to which they tried to follow the kids' own genuine interest and passion. So if the schools are looking for authenticity, you know, this is a bit of coached authenticity, but the actual kernel, the actual interest, the spark was in the kids, and the consultants seemed to try to map out a plan to turn that spark into a fire of college admissions.
We talked about concerns that schools have because they don't think he's right about the promise. You say he may be more right than they know. But what about the concerns that is he preying on people or are people coming to him?
So you're getting at a very sensitive issue here, and that is the issue of the background of most of his clients. Thus far, Think Tank Learning does cater largely to Asian American families in the Silicon Valley, immigrants who don't always know, understand, or have any background at all in the American educational system. So there's no question that Stephen Ma is playing on people's fears. I do think, though, he's genuinely interested in helping these families achieve their own goals.
Well, but again, a lot of them are at public schools, most of them are, and he's trying to give them the private school advantage. But you quote from people who live in the same areas as some of these clients of Think Tank, and they're upset because what it does is change the balance in those public schools. One person that you quoted, he's the CEO of SearchQuant, a company based in the Silicon Valley. He says, people from Hong Kong or China are buying houses here so their kids can go to our schools. They're creating an arms race. And ultimately, you realize you shouldn't participate because you're not helping your kid. It's hard to resist. He also compared it to steroid use in sports.
What Ma is doing has elicited a lot of different reactions. But that's not how he sees it. And I know that's not how his clients see it. They see it as kind of extra assistance in a system that is rather capricious and random, and that they just haven't been able to figure out. But there's no question there are a lot of families who watch the continuously rising level of competition and intensity in terms of preparation for college and wonder where and when is this going to stop.
Peter Waldman, talking about his fascinating article in Bloomberg Businessweek, telling the story of Stephen Ma's Think Tank Company. We'll link you to Peter's article at herenow.org. Peter, thank you.
Pleasure to be here.